It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of my favorite pastimes is lying back in a field and staring up at the stars. Looking into the vast, limitless expanses of space makes me take stock and realize just how truly significant I am. I mean, those stars are so small. My hand can cover like 1,000 of them. Giant balls of burning gas. I'm not buying it. But I
can't clear my Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen, if you are someone who did not have the best of holidays, we heard Rob talk about his tragic holiday situation.
Perfect example.
Yeah. And then really, at the end of the day, they're still happily married, at least for now, right?
Well,
sort of.
I mean, as happy as we've ever been.
Later on in the broadcast today, we're going to be playing How Was Your Holiday?
I look forward to it.
So if you had a horrible holiday, something amazingly bad happened to you, you were left at the altar or something along those lines.
You got your wife the same gift two years in a row.
Yes, exactly. We'll give you a chance to call in later on the broadcast.
And not just Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
That's right.
Any of these grand celebrations.
The holiday situation.
Holidays.
When Rob was telling his story, the thing that brought this to mind is one of the texters wrote to me yesterday that, I feel for you, Rob. At least you weren't left by your girlfriend on Christmas Day.
Well, that would be great.
You know, it'd be great if there was a story to it. You know, I mean, the more embarrassing, the more tragic, the more disappointing, the more you will have a chance to win $100 American.
It's so a chance to flex that storytelling muscle.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. We'll do that later on in the show. Also, we'll be talking to Judith Levine, who wrote a book about not buying anything for an entire year, and Mike Green from your Washington Capitals.
Excellent.
Will join us just after 4 o'clock. So we got that out of our systems. I'm really glad that we did.
Yes.
Also, I am looking. This is what I was talking to CK about. I am looking for anyone who will be attending the inaugural festivities.
For real.
And I'm talking about specifically on the parade route, because that's going to be about the time we're on the air. I haven't worked out the timing of this, but I will assume that on Inauguration Day, we're going to be on the air probably as the parade is at the midpoint, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I know the inauguration always happens at noon.
Right.
Then there's like a lunch.
And they and have lunch, and the parade starts like at 2.
That's right, at 2. But the balloons don't start till 2:30.
What time do the clowns come out? When do the floats?
Mike, the clowns are leaving.
And are they going to keep the roses fresh for the parade floats?
Without freeze.
I'm not quite sure.
But I'm thinking that about with a 2 to 2:30 kickoff for the parade, we'll be in Fat City by the time the show starts.
So, listen, we're looking for the amateur reporters. I'd like to get at least 2. Perhaps 3 amateur journalists who will be on the parade route.
We would love to hear from
them. Who will be able to give us a report on where Obama is, what's happening, how much hypothermia people are going through, what they've experienced getting down there with the traffic, the whole thing.
And
I'd like to talk to people on the parade route.
At risk of over-explaining, this means you're going to have a cell phone.
Yes.
Because,
a good one.
Right.
And also,
as opposed to a crappy one.
With the 3, we could have 3 or 4 reporters. You can't be together. You've got to be spread out on the route.
Different spots.
So we can cover more areas.
We wish we were you. We wish we could be there, but we can't.
No, Buzz wishes.
No, I wish I could be there. Let me just, I'll speak for myself.
It's going to be too cold.
But it'll be great to hear from somebody who is.
800-636-1067. If you're planning on going down there.
Right.
And you think you've got the gift of journalism and you can be our roving reporter, we are relying on you, the listeners, to call us. You can call us anytime today during the show. 800-636-1067. Call us and tell us why you think you would be a wonderful journalist, a roving reporter. Now, look, I plead ignorance on everything inauguration. I really do. Mm-hmm. I know that it's going to be a crowd scene down there. Yes. I know that it's going to be tight security. And I also know that I have no idea what the itinerary is. I think noon we know he's going to be sworn in, right?
Would you like to take this moment to apologize to intern TJ, who was overlooked for this gig? It just occurred to me.
If TJ wants to go down,
it just occurred to me that that might be a good way to.
We'd love to have that.
Check out his chops.
Yeah, great idea, Rob.
Or we could keep him here because it's very important.
Too cold for crickets, eh?
Let's go to.
Move.
I think the hottie that called the other day, Melanie, is on the line.
Oh, really?
Melanie from Rockville. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi there.
How are you? You're going to be going down to the festivities?
Yes, I will be. My mom works across from the White House, and so I have a ticket, and I'm going to be in the closed section, but I'm also getting to go up and sit across from there, like on a balcony across from the White House, and look at everybody below.
Does your mom work at the Hay Adams Hotel?
No, actually, I don't know. Where does she work? Hold on, I'm asking.
same block.
It's the same block as the museum. Or
Melanie, can I ask you a question?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Is that your lover?
No, I'm talking to my dad. At the National Press Club near there, something like that.
Sorry about that.
In some states,
it's one and the same. Melanie, would you be interested in covering the inauguration festivities for us?
I would love to.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold and let you talk to Beth Ann, and we'll see if we can get it arranged, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, very good. Let me put you on hold. That's a very, very good thing. I'd like to do that. That's one down. We've got another person calling in right now. Let's go to Al in D.C. Al, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. Al, how are you?
Actually, I'm going to be a lot better than the other 3 million people out there because I'm going to be inside the one of the buildings right there at 6th and Pennsylvania.
6th and Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Now, will you be going outside to watch the parade?
No. We're going to be watching it from the top of the floor there, the 5th floor at that building, looking down at all the people freezing.
Okay, so you will have a bird's eye view. That might be a good perspective. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
You got it.
All right, we are looking for correspondence for Inauguration Day. You, the listeners, because none of us are going down there.
That's right.
Besides, we're preparing for our inaugural ball that we're going to have at the Clarendon Grill.
Exactly.
So we're not
going
to be there. If you're interested, 800-636-1067. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. We've got Melanie and Al. We're looking for more. And then we'll willow it down and see what we can do with that. TJ, I think, is going to be busy getting us booze and water.
He is most important here, Mike.
That's right. Very, very. He's an integral employee. What do they call that? The people that
support staff?
No, the people that are essential. He's an essential employee. That's mm-hmm. how it works. Let's bring Katie in here right now before we get our first look at news of the day.
Yes. Yes, I think we should.
The experiment is in its third day. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes. This is the last night. Tonight is the last night that Katie will be staying at Casa Burbank.
Very exciting.
Is that what you call it?
No.
Casa?
No.
Rancho Delston?
It just seemed called for it.
She comes walking in here with a big cup of Joe, almost as tall as she is.
Yeah.
It's hot tea.
It's hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
So if people ask how tall she is, she's a venti.
Is it chai tea?
No, it's green tea.
Oh, green tea. Oh. Katie, at the very end of the broadcast yesterday.
Hoping it helps things along.
You still have the problem?
Still no luck?
Oh, no.
All right, let me recap.
Nothing. Got nothing.
There you go.
At the very end of yesterday's program, this happened. There was so much going on. We were spinning lots of plates yesterday. Uh-huh. But Katie came in and said, how's it going at Buzz's house? Katie said, I haven't pooped since I've been there.
Yeah.
You're having a little problem?
Stage fright.
Is it stage fright?
Do you have an audience?
No.
Okay. Well, a stage fright usually indicates an audience.
Well, okay. I mean, the bathroom that they have allotted to me.
Uh-huh.
The guest bath. Yes, the guest bath. Uh-huh. It's
describe it to me.
Centrally located.
Like off the living room or the kitchen or something like that?
Like the main hallway.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually, Mike, surrounded by the kitchen.
But it has a door that closes, and it's isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So you have little balls of soap on the back of the toilet?
No, I think there's like tissues and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buzz has tissues everywhere, Mike.
Is it a regular bath and shower that's in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A full bath?
It's big.
Yes. Yeah. Is it nice?
Yes.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Any hairs around or anything like that?
No.
Largest bathroom in the house.
Okay. Have you explored under the sink? Is there a way to get under the sink to see if there's cleaning products or marital aids or anything under there?
Not.
But here's why I thought the problem was solved. As Katie just outlined, apparently she's had, been a little bound up during her stay at my house, which makes me feel somehow failed as a host.
Is that why you gave me the banana this morning?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Whoa, hold on a second.
She wasn't speaking in code.
But she gave you a banana.
After you left, I was going about the house getting ready to carry out the trash. I was gathering up trash from the various waste baskets throughout the house. And when I got to the bathroom that you're using, I was horrified, I tell you, to find there was only one tissue left on the paper, tissue roll.
Well, I am a girl and we
I know.
Pee.
I know, but I immediately thought, oh, problem solved. And by the way, that's been restarted.
All right, hold on.
Sorry about that. I should have said something.
Hold that thought, kids. Let me take another call here. Josh in Stonebridge. Josh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike and guys, how are you?
We're doing great. You going to be down there?
I'd like to offer my services for you. I'm going to be drinking heavily, and I'll be sitting on my couch watching from the TV.
I'm sorry.
Play-by-play.
Josh.
Oh, he hopes to anchor that, Mike. He doesn't want to be in the field. He wants to anchor.
Appreciate the sentiment, Josh, but not thick enough. Let's go to...
With that in mind, Mike, let me jump in. I found the schedule of the events.
Okay,
so I can read them down to you.
Modini in Maryland. Modini, you're on the show. Hi, Modini.
The great Modini.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm a long-term listener.
You'll be great.
Modini, you want to be one of our correspondents?
Well, I won't be able to be a correspondent. I'm inside the building. I won't be able to see the...
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, no,
I bet you don't get very close, sir.
we need somebody who can see, and ideally somebody who's in a car.
Let's go to Chris in Waldorf. Chris, you're on the show.
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. You going to be down there?
No, actually, I got an opinion. My wife works down in D.C. She's dying to go. I don't want to go, and we're both off that day, and so she's giving me a headache about we got to go. It's making memories, this and that.
Right.
But do I go or not go? Because I don't want to go. I'd rather stay home. Told there's 2 months traffic. She's from New Jersey, so she's never seen anything like this before. So
are you saying, Chris, that if we said we let you be a correspondent, that would motivate you to go?
No.
Wow. Well, then, Chris, what the hell are you calling me for?
I just want to know, would you just tell her no, that you're not going to go, or would you go just to stop fight
is
when
she,
you get home?
Is she there, Chris?
Huh?
Is she there?
No.
Okay, dumbass. All right, thank you very much.
I was going to say he could drug her.
Drug her down?
Yeah, drug her down.
All right, let's go to Andrew. Last call on this. Andrew in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to be watching the inauguration, not from the parade route, but from your favorite locale, Ben's Chili Bowl.
I need somebody on the parade route.
The parade route, I think, goes by Ben's Chili Bowl this year only.
Maybe that would help me.
All right, we'll still look for our correspondents. If you think you can do a good job, we urge you to give us a call, 800-636-1067.
And the parade is scheduled to kick off at 2 sharp.
All right, so you're in Buzz's house. You're not able to take care of number two.
Uh-huh.
Still haven't the whole week? Not at his house.
Not at his house. I can't.
How about here?
Nope.
Nowhere?
I can't talk about it.
Oh my God. You mean you're in that kind of distress?
Can you normally hear?
Monday was it's freaking Thursday. I'm about to get cranky.
Oh my God.
To be totally honest.
I feel responsible.
It's
somehow.
Not your well, Ross, I don't even know what to say about that.
You want some oatmeal or something?
Your fault.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I sent probably a very inappropriate text to Rob saying, if I ever get back into my apartment, I've got a 3-hour date with my toilet. And when I finally emerge, I'm going to be 14 pounds lighter.
See what you've done? What kind of host are you?
Obviously a bad one.
Well, good luck, Katie. I hope it works out. One more night tonight?
Yeah.
What are you planning for dinner? What are you going to serve for dinner tonight?
Yeah, Katie will not be joining us for dinner this evening. I believe she is going out, perhaps with a friend.
Well, that's a shame because Mrs. Elston.
I have plans.
Are you going out with a male friend? Oh. Is this a date? It is. Okay.
It's really not. I had a date, but that got canceled.
Are you going out like where they're going to be, swinging singles around?
Oh, I don't know.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Always an opportunity.
Really do this if you get a chance.
Uh-huh.
Bring some people back to Buzz's house.
Please.
Please. Please.
I just don't know about that.
Please. If you do that, I'll pay for the date.
I don't think it would be... Really?
Yeah, I'll pay for the date.
Oh, you know I'm cheap.
Yeah, I will pay for the date.
Limit 3, but sure.
Limit 3?
Yeah.
Limit 3.
That's his policy with Marcia.
Not counting yourself, of course.
Let me see what I can do.
Thank you, Katie.
I didn't mean to make my voice crack there, but I got a little excited.
You do want to head back to Buzz's house tonight because Mrs. Elston is making her world-famous prune brand popovers.
Oh, God, screw the date. I'm there.
Thank you, Katie. Let's get our first look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank. And we get a lot of people calling right now for the parade route, and we'll check in with you also. Let's get a look at news. Here's Buzz, the man, the legend, real quick, Buzz.
Record colds gripped a third of the country with wind chills in the upper Midwest of 40 below.
Fantastic.
D.C.'s high tomorrow could be in the teens, but it should be closer to freezing by Inauguration Day.
Cool.
A new report says we lost 1 million jobs in the last 2 weeks, on top of the 1 million we lost last year. And for those who lost their jobs early last year, the unemployment checks are about to run out. A key Senate panel has recommended the confirmation of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, and Apple computer founder Steve Jobs took a leave of absence yesterday, sending his company's stock down by 10%. We now know Jobs may have his pancreas removed after becoming frighteningly thin.
Right at the first of the year, I was going to switch from a regular PC to a Macintosh.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Macintosh, an Apple computer, but they don't weigh as much as the other laptops.
You like a heavier one.
They're too light.
Hard to believe there's
They're
anything in there.
Do you ever go to the website The Onion?
Yeah, all the time.
They had a thing last week or 2 weeks ago where they had the Apple I laptop,
mm-hmm.
and when you opened it, there was no keyboard, just a big wheel. So it was a great parody of oversimplifying things, as Apple has done with
sure.
the iPod.
They're better than PCs.
We should actually find it and put it on the website, because it's a riot. Because to type every word, you have to spin around. It's
so this guy's what, going to have his pancreas taken out?
Apparently so, yes. Right. That's what we're hearing. And there's now no question that the Obama administration will do away with the military's don't ask, don't tell policy.
Oh, set your phasers.
Set your phasers on stunning.
And instead, let openly gay people serve without fear of being discharged.
And I think they ought to let them modify the uniforms.
I agree.
Over time, I'm sure they will.
Magnificent epaulets.
Absolutely.
On YouTube, a Michigan man asked the incoming press secretary, Robert Gibbs, if the old policy would go, and without hesitation, Gibbs gave the one-word answer, yes.
The what?
The one-word answer, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Secretary of Defense Rip Taylor.
I think this is a great idea. I think it's great for the military, and I think the parades are going to be a lot better.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the STD often without symptoms, chlamydia, is on the rise.
Oh, yeah, chlamydia. Fantastic.
Which is both bad news and good news. Officials say the main reason it's up is more people are getting tested. That's good.
Okay.
The bad news is the more we test, the more we find, and STDs in general are on the rise. For the gay community, the new hotness is syphilis, which was all but wiped out 10 years ago.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Gonorrhea for everyone, meanwhile, has plateaued. Way to hold the line. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. The ratings for the return of American Idol in your Hollywood Buzz.
Ooh, I want to hear about that one, Buzz. We didn't even talk about American Idol yet. Yawn. Yawn Fest.
Yeah, that's right.
Buzz will have his American Idol update for us later in the show, too. For you guys that are going to be our correspondents, stay on the line. We'll get to you after this break. We'll also chat with Mike Green from your Washington Capitals right after the break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.